faster than a speeding bullet, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's This WAP Doesn't Lie, the No Bullshit Podcast. Now, here is your host, Felix Andreoni.
Oh, yeah. I see my number one fan in the house, and we got Ann in the studio.
Happy Friday.
And now that Zach is the only one in here, I'm going to kick it.
Hit it. How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
Been so much bone, brother. How you feel, man?
I'm feeling alright.
Zach said he's almost home.
How you feeling, brother? Hey, yeah. Sure getting down.
Got a raccoon in the house.
Yeah. We're gonna have a funky good time. We're gonna have a funky good time. We're gonna have a funky good time. We're gonna have a funky good time.
Eric's in the house.
We gotta take you high. Ow. All right. Gonna do it again.
Oh, we got a new person in here, Ann.
Welcome to Hugh. Welcome to Live Studio.
You, Janice, right?
Janice.
You, Janice.
Let's play it, blow about two courses. If I want to wave in, let's go until I get it now, all right? I'm going to get that fella with the little horn over
here. Here comes my horns.
Horn on me. Brad, can you take us higher?
Yeah.
Take us higher.
Here we go. Right, people, before we start, I have me and Ann have an announcement.
Yes, very exciting.
Very exciting announcement that's going to happen to This WAP. But before we go, I have a word from our president of the United States, Joe Biden. Here it is. Now, listen carefully. Listen. Wait a minute. Let me cue it up again.
All right.
Listen carefully to every word that your president is saying.
Racist. My best friend was Robert Byrd. He was in the KKK, and I was against busing segregation, and I did not want my children growing up in a racial jungle. And if you're black and you vote for me, then you just have plantation mentality.
Whoa! Hell yeah! That's good old Joe!
Plantation mentality?
You got plantation mentality! If you're black and you vote for Joe, you got plantation mentality.
What does that mean?
Well, let me tell you, I can't really say what I want to say.
Because why?
Because Joe is be the massa. Okay? He's a massa. Now you get it?
No.
You know what plantation mentality is?
No, I do not.
It's house N-word.
I didn't know that slaves could vote. I don't understand any of this.
No, no,
it makes no sense to me at all.
What the point I'm making here is,
yes?
If you're black in today, 2024,
uh-huh,
and you vote for Joe Biden, you have plantation mentality. In other words, you better kneel down to the master. Okay, you got to kneel down to the master. You ain't black. You're a bitch. You're just a bitch, a sorry ass excuse of a black person.
Wow.
If you vote for Joe Biden after all this man said about black people, his best friend, Robert Byrd, who was a recruiter for the KKK. Mm-hmm. Okay. He was in the Ku Klux Klan. And here's Joe Biden at his eulogy praising the man, how great he is.
Yeah, I know.
If you ain't black, remember when Joe said that? That's what I mean. You're just a dumbass, stupid black person if you vote for Joe Biden. You're just a dumbass.
Hey, Felix.
Yes.
Democrats want their slaves back.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're going to. Yes.
Felix, part of that, too, the slave mentality is do as you're told and get what we want to give you or go to jail.
Exactly.
For not working right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And it's pathetic.
Here's your food stamps if you don't do the work we want you to do.
Exactly. And you know how sad that is? I mean, I have black friends. You see my black friends, some of them on Facebook, praising Joe Biden. Well, why are you praising? You're praising the most racist person there is, president there ever was. Is
brainwashing has worked to its finest.
Exactly.
Not only do they have the black community involved in it, they also have a lot of white people and all colors of people who are in the slave mentality. If you don't do as we say, we're going to take all your stuff away from you and put you on the street where nobody gives a damn about you, or you go to jail.
And Joe Biden even...
Or they Clinton side you.
Joe Biden even said at one time in a black church, they're going to put you all in chains.
And they've already been in chains, man.
Yeah, and these Democrats. Stupid assholes clapping. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, I'm boss. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm. Yes, I'm master. I'm a coming. I'm a running. Yes,
hey,
sir.
Hey, Felix, the Democratic Party in 1871. When they got stronghold, they also not only stopped reparations for the slaves at that time, they also put the Emancipation Proclamation on the back burner and it never became law. And they all voted, every damn one of them voted to not allow black people to vote.
Exactly. That's why they shot Lincoln. And a lot of people don't know the first American slave owner was a black man.
Yep.
He was a freed slave. He was a freed slave from somewhere else, came to America and started. And all the daggone biggest slave owners were all freed slaves.
That's right. So the good news this WAP has. Do you want to tell him, Ann? Tell him.
I do not.
Why?
I do not. I think that should be your announcement.
This WAP is pregnant. No, I'm only kidding.
No, that's
only kidding. I'm only kidding.
Well, that would be some newsworthy.
Yeah, that would be good news.
Yeah.
According to those freaks I saw on TV, they said that a man can become pregnant.
I don't get it. I don't think you can implant.
I don't know.
Is that a medical?
That's impossible.
It does seem that way.
Well, listen, this is the news for this WAP. I don't know if you guys in these other states have
public,
you guys have public access TV like PBS. Do you guys get that?
I don't even watch TV.
Well, this WAP is going to have his own TV show. Do you believe that? Live. Me and Ann are going next week to sign some papers and stuff and look at the studio. And in this area in Connecticut, it's on channel 192. And it's called PBS. It's a public access channel. And let's see what Eric here?
I'm here. I just got interrupted by a phone call, but I'm back now.
I was telling everybody, this WAP has good news. I'm going to be hosting a TV show. It airs. It's called This WAP Unplugged. That's the name of the show. It's going to air on PBS, Channel 192.
They're letting you on, huh?
Yeah, they're letting me on. I can't believe it. Me and Ann are going to the studio.
Friday, yes.
And we're going to sign some papers, you know, all these, there's a lot of paperwork involved.
For the SEC.
Yep.
Yeah, there are rules. They have rules, you know.
Well, I know.
Uh-huh.
And they know how this WAP operates. They listen to some of my podcasts.
They did. They are aware of your.
So they said it's going to air. It's going to air, and I'm going to take calls in. And another great thing, I'm going to patch this show into the TV program live. So you guys,
nice.
Yeah, it's going to be cool as hell. And guess who's running the cameras? Guess who's running the cameras in the studio?
And the board.
And the
editing.
And all special effects. And
sure,
is going to be running the studio.
Yeah, I'm not getting in front of the camera. That's not for me.
So it's going to be a blast. They know the subject matter. They listen to the show. So it won't come on. We don't know, have dates or nothing yet, but since it's a lot of profanity that goes on in this show, I hate to say it. You know what? I'm very fucking sad about that. But anyhow.
Don't take the 501c3. They'll get you hammered, man.
Well, that
don't
means,
take the tax cut.
Well, that means, of course, no racial slurs or any kind of personal ad hominem attacks or any kind of threat.
They're going to go over the rules. They're going to go over the rules with me.
F bombs. No taking God's name in vain.
Well, yeah, there are limitations, and I don't know what the limitations are.
Well, because
yet.
I'm the engineer, I'm in complete control of the content, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the PBS member stations have to adhere to the FCC's indecency ban.
Yes.
That's right.
But since you guys are all going to be on the show and we'll hear your voice, I need you to send me a photo of yourself so that when you're talking,
we're going to flash your picture.
Absolutely.
Up on the screen.
So send me a shot.
We're going to let Zach play some music the show.
Absolutely. And I do need a photo of everyone. Send me your best shot or however you want to be portrayed.
Yeah.
Out on the open air. Yes.
Yep.
Here in Connecticut, colored radio is a big thing because as a state, we're kind of nerdy. And
the viewers, and if Zach is going to play copyrighted music, I know y'all got to make sure y'all have the music licenses.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll find out about that. Just what that is involved or how many minutes of the song I can play before you
play. We're going to work out all the details on Friday when we go to the studio.
It may come down to singing on everyone's part instead. You never know.
Well, we don't know. We'll know how we're going to work this once we get going.
Yes.
But I want to try to figure out a way to get these guys on the show so they could see their video. You guys have cameras on your computers?
I suppose if they stream from their phone, I could hook it in.
Yeah, I think so.
On Zoom, you know.
Yeah.
Well, so we're going to work all that out, too. We like to get you guys on the show and broadcast your video while you're talking.
Well, then you can see what our faces actually look like in real time. Next week, in case Friends of This Swap doesn't lie, haven't already heard, the Old Man's Podcast show starting May 13th will be Mondays only. If you can maybe come in next Friday morning, Felix, for our final Old Man's Podcast Friday show, or promote your podcast day, the Old Man would be honored to have you come on and talk to us. That's
what time?
10 a.m. Eastern time.
I'll be there.
And what show is this?
The Old Man.
The Old Man's Podcast.
I'll put it on the calendar.
Because I think we would really love to hear about this.
Yeah, it's exciting. And
hopefully we get some traffic your way.
Yeah, it would be nice. And again, since it's live on TV, again, we're going to figure out a way to stream it.
I will figure it out.
Yes, we got to get these guys on the show.
That's all part of the training that I'm going to receive.
And we'll let you know what the rules are as far as... He said the show can be explicit, but the show would have to air later. And I'm going to do some serious.
You'd have to be bleeping out the F bombs and the taking God's name in vain and other language.
I'm going to find a nice graphic.
Actually, Felix, Felix, if I have to, I can leave out all the sentence enhancers.
There you go. We'll go. It's going to be great fun.
You know, I'm going to have to restrain myself. It's going to be difficult.
No, I say no. Let me trust me as the editor to take care of it. That's my feeling of the whole thing. Yeah.
We'll use that POW stuff like they used to do on the Batman.
That's right.
Batman show. The when I tell someone to fuck themselves, you get POW.
Right, exactly. We'll figure it out.
And it's going to be a wild show because it's going to be much wilder than this because I'm going to get some of these trans, whatever the fuck you want to call them.
Well, that would be a nice visual.
They're going to come on the show.
Something
different. Trans idiots. Tell about the trans idiots.
Trans idiots.
Well, I think Jerry Springer and Maury Povich can definitely eat their hearts out.
And then I plan to get the Ku Klux Klan on the show.
Well, that's right in Derby.
Well, that's going to be. It's perfect.
You're here in Connecticut.
And then I'm going to make sure when I have the KKK on the show, I'm going to fill the audience with black people.
Lord in heaven.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget the hors d'oeuvres. You're going to have Mexican condoms in the intermission.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That'll go well.
You can get Brabe a picture of him on as well.
That'll Brabe will come on the show. Why not?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be fun. We'll make it be really a lot of fun. I have great confidence in my technical ability.
Brabe could
maybe
come
on. Maybe if we can get Brabe on the show, they'll actually sponsor him to come over to the United States and learn nursing.
It could be a whole thing.
Yeah. Brabe could call everyone crackers.
No, Samuel is not.
That would be funny as hell. You know what? The serious part about it is he can actually call you a cracker because he's from Africa.
True.
Okay.
This is true.
He's not
actually,
like
you can't call us a cracker. That was only a term given from the slaves to the guy holding the whip. Okay. So really, nobody can call anybody a goddamn cracker anymore.
Samuel is a real black man.
Yes, I'm aware.
No, wait. Let me finish. He's a real black man. Uh-huh. He's not like our black. Our blacks are phonies. They want to be black, but they're really not.
Oh, God.
That's like actually, Jews.
Actually, that's most of them are mixed race by now.
That's like Jews.
I mean, you know? Yeah.
You know, if you were born here and you say you're Jewish, you're not. The people in Israel are Jews, okay? So quit making things up.
I was Catholic. I do not live in Rome.
No, we're not talking about
that. It's the same thing.
No, it's different.
How is it different?
Catholics are pedophiles.
I understand that, but I was in the Vatican, but I was still Catholic.
Well, are you now?
No, you're only Catholic by faith, Anne. You're only Catholic by faith.
Only by faith.
Not really.
Jews, I'll tell you, they're Jewish.
Just like Christian. What color is a Christian? It depends on where you're standing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
Anyway, that's my point.
And I'm sick and tired of these protesters at the colleges. Arrest them all.
Somebody's going into the matrix there. What? Felix.
What's happening?
Something bad.
Maybe it's one of the new cars running down the highway over here and screwing up my reception here.
Someone's talking in between his airwaves. You know, going back to how you started the show, how do you know that that little menage from Biden was not produced by AI?
What menage?
The
because he said it on TV about 10 years ago.
All in one breath? Like all in one?
All in one breath. He also didn't have the clip of him giving the eulogy to Byrd's funeral either. How he was a exceptional person and all this other shit.
Yep.
Interesting. Well, I just saw
Hillary Clinton was also there too, giving a eulogy too.
You're right.
God,
I watched it.
Something.
Well, yeah, I did too. I watched it on TV when it was going on.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Yes, I saw it.
Yeah,
he was praising Bird left and right.
That was probably before you were born there.
Clinton who still doubles down on that, you know, that Trump stole the election from her back in 2016, which we all know that's a lie.
She's very bitter. She doesn't live far. It's right over the line in New York. And you know, she trolls the woods. And
fuck her.
She's a professor, I think, at Columbia.
Who is?
Clinton.
She's a professor?
She's a guest professor for this year. She's, I think it's Columbia.
What does she teach? How to lie?
She's on a fellowship, though.
Oh yeah, fellowship. Yeah.
She teaches how to get rid of emails.
how to trace. Right.
Exactly. No, she actually teaches photography because she was standing in the room when Bill Clinton was getting his cigar smoked by Monica.
Yeah.
Taking pictures.
That should really tell you, Rocky, that Hillary was an enabler to Bill's bad behavior all those years.
Well, yeah.
She's a lesbian, too. She's a lesbian.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's probably bisexual when she can get it.
Yep. Did you see how fucking ugly her daughter is?
Oh,
she's brutal.
Her daughter
looks like a fucking.
You ever see the early pictures of Chelsea? Chelsea had red hair when she was born, and she had a different facial structure.
Yeah,
makes you wonder.
There's not enough alcohol or dope to make me fuck her.
That's enough.
There's not enough.
Actually, seeing those two in the same room when you're trying to work off Viagra will literally annihilate Viagra. It's like, holy crap!
Exactly.
Oh God.
Well, then how did she get pregnant? Depot would like to join the
conversation. It was immaculate. Who wanted to join?
Depot would like to join.
Depot? It was immaculate. It was immaculate conception.
Oh, really?
Depot, what's happening, Depot? We can't hear you. Crank it up.
How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Where are you from?
I'm from Morocco, man.
Morocco.
Oh, what a wonderful.
He's from Morocco.
That's beautiful. How's the weather in Morocco?
I think it's summer now. It's summer.
It is?
Yeah,
hey, summer. You have any whorehouses in Morocco?
So it's hot.
Do you have any whorehouses there?
We have, but not the place where I live.
Have you been there?
No, I've never been in there, you know.
There you go.
Are you married? Are you married?
I'm not married.
What are you doing?
I'm a student.
What are you studying?
I study science.
Oh.
At a university in the United States?
No. I've never come to the United States, man.
You haven't been here?
Yeah.
So what type of science are you into?
Physics.
Oh, man after my own heart.
There you go.
There you go.
So how old are you?
I'm 18 years old.
18?
18.
Just a babe.
He's a little kid.
Well, he's legal age now.
Well, maybe not in Morocco.
He's a little kid to us, though. He's a little kid to us, though, Eric. Me and Wop are probably oldest in the group.
Yeah, I got that right.
Dico, are you interested in theoretical physics? Are you interested in theoretical physics or applied physics? Which direction would you want to go?
To be honest, I'm interested in both. I will go in applied
physics.
Wow.
That's more, you get a better job that way. It's a more valuable diploma if you go that route. Theoretical is tough. You have to go on to graduate school to really make a difference.
What language do they speak in Morocco?
We speak Arabic.
What is it?
Arabic.
Arabic?
But your English is very good.
Where is Morocco, anyhow?
Oh, Lord.
He's not in Morocco.
Northern Africa. Northwest side of Africa.
Is it near Africa?
Yeah, Morocco is in Africa.
It's in Africa.
You know, Africa looks like this. It's over
and
here.
They speak Arabic in Africa?
Apparently,
it's over on the western side of Africa, Felix.
Why are they speaking Arabic? I don't get it.
Why not? What do you want? Everyone has to speak English? No. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think you in America you say you know I don't. Am I right?
I don't.
Yeah. You got to talk louder.
What do you say to greet people? What do you say?
Hi. How are you?
Here in Morocco.
Or hello.
The common.
What do you say?
The common expression here in Morocco is Assalamu alaikum.
What is it?
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
What the fuck? That's the hardest language to understand.
Yeah, it's hard. Why is your English so good?
I'm surrounded by English stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I thought he was? I thought he was Spanish.
No.
He sounds like he's Spanish.
He's not Spanish. Oh,
I'm not Spanish, man.
And that's not
he right. does. I thought he was Mexican when he called.
Oh, good Lord. What do you mean everything around you is in English?
You're not going to jump over the border, are you?
No. Oh, Jesus.
When it comes to, you know, just social media.
Oh, social media. Are you, is there a TikTok in Morocco? Or Instagram or Facebook? Any of those? What platform is your social media platform?
You got Facebook there? I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's strapping a pipe bomb.
He just left. He just left.
Where'd he go?
I guess he dropped off.
Uh-oh.
That was
good. Well,
he might have got upset because you called him Spanish, man.
Yeah. I thought he was.
Something you have to understand, Felix, is under the dialect of English that he's learned. May have been from some Spanish migrants and some English migrants and shit. And that kind of jumbles it up just like it does. Like, go down to New Mexico and southern New Mexico, and it sounds like everybody's speaking Hispanic English.
I swear yeah. I thought he was Mexican.
I don't understand how the.
He has a Spanish accent. I was waiting for him to say, I drive a Chevy, man.
Oh, gosh.
I drive a Chevy.
Here we go.
I was.
Hey, Felix. What? All the daggone people, all the people who colonized Northern Africa one time, besides the Romans, were either Spanish, French, or English.
Yeah.
Oh, don't talk about the English, please.
No, they did.
The English people.
The English conquered more countries than any other fucking country on the world.
They were the worst country alive. They were worse than Hitler.
They were colonizers.
They went around just colonizing everything.
British Empire is huge.
Murderous. Interesting. You're talking about
Ali Akbar.
We saw a quick clip today from Prince William, who was speaking English. Phil
I couldn't understand a word. It sounded like he had a cock in his mouth. And the girl
was lizard tongue was getting in his way, man. The lizard tongue was clogged.
Somebody's balls was right on his skin. stand those motherfuckers. They own everything. I didn't know the English owned Bermuda. Who the fuck gave them Bermuda?
They took it.
They own the United States.
Jolly good. Jolly good. No wonder they're so fucking stupid. They can't even understand themselves.
What makes people stupid?
I can't stand them motherfuckers.
Felix.
What?
The English own North America.
Except for
Mexico and Central America.
They own everything
north of the daggone southern border.
No one gave it to them.
Because we borrowed the $34 trillion from them, and so did daggone Canada.
Listen, none of those
bankers of the world.
None of those cocksuckers believe in God. None of them.
Yes, the Church of England is Christian, the last I heard.
No, I don't care what the church is.
Oh, my God.
Their national religion is Catholicism.
That church,
the national religion is Catholicism.
Those churches are all phony. They're all for show.
Golly. I don't even know what to... Yeah, I know.
Well, I think this has certainly been an interesting week of news. If y'all been following the Trump's like court cases and I think the Supreme Court is about to decide if the presidential immunity and stuff, but I think ultimately at the end of the day, you know, if Biden and his like DOJ and other political allies of his want to keep pushing the lawfare thing against Donald Trump, you know, that they must really desperately want Trump to become a martyr.
Yeah.
Firing on him a
little bit. They want to get rid of all the other presidents because of the fact that if you drop the immunity of one president, you drop them all.
Yep.
In other words, you're legalizing lawfare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Lawfare is warfare.
All right. You know what? There's Samuel here. Now he lives in Guyana. Who's in charge? Who owns Guyana? Who's the president? Who runs that joint? President. Samuel. Yes, who's the president of Guyana?
Our president is called Nana Akufo-Addo.
Holy shit. Say that again. What's his name?
Nana Akufo-Addo.
Your country is not
Akufo-Addo?
Your country is not
it's British. Local name. It's a local is it, name here.
Is it British owned?
No.
What? He grew up in Britain.
Does England own Guyana? No. England?
No.
No. Well, yeah. See, at least they didn't get that part of the country. They got everything else.
Or is Ghana an independent country?
Well, it's an independent country, but it was owned at one time by England. Back in the slave days, it was the ditching off point where they made the trades for the slaves.
Hey, Samuel, let me ask you a question.
I have a friend that stayed in Guyana for like 4 years, and he said that everybody speaks in the English dialect of England. Yeah, they have that twang to their voice, just like they did in Grenada when we were there. Everybody spoke perfect English, like in Great Britain.
Right? Yep.
Because those were English territories at one time.
Hey, Samuel, we were talking... on last week's show, we had this girl on, and she suggested that you try to go to a church and ask them if they can sponsor you in any way to come to the United States. Have you ever tried that?
Well, actually, the churches here in Ghana, like, they are all crying for help, so maybe... when you go there and seek for help, maybe if financially, if you are sick and you go to churches that they should support you in everything, they reject it and ignore your issues because they don't even care. The pastors think about themselves and their family. That's what's going on here.
Do you know anybody else that has come to the United States and then went back? Do you know anyone that did that already?
Well, actually, I haven't seen that before. All those people that I know from Ghana who are in US now, they are still there. I haven't seen anyone who is back.
They are what?
Say that again.
Yeah, I said all the people that I know that they have traveled to the United States, they are still living their life over there. They haven't come back maybe. Yeah.
Have you talked to anyone else in your community to try to help you somehow to get to the United States? Is there anybody that can help you?
Well, actually, I have tried many places and many people that they should try to help me to locate to the United States, but everybody's crying about the economic system here in Ghana. Maybe they're all trying to see maybe if you can get things out of our new president that's coming, maybe.
Yeah.
I did a little research during the week and to find out if there are any NPOs in Ghana that openly admit that they have some affiliation to get you passage to the United States. And, strangely enough, the World Health Organization came up as a possible place for to approach the WHO. World. Yeah.
Do you have that in your area, the WHO?
No.
World Health Organization? Okay, I'll do some more research, but they were saying that if a church can't do it, and it's because churches are afraid, that there are some, you know, rogue health organizations that are quietly taking people, helping people get passage.
The churches that I know that they can help you to locate to any countries later they send, but they don't take people out from Ghana to the United States, only African countries that they can help you to go.
Yeah.
What about the consulate? Can't you apply for a visa through the consulate where you live?
The American consulate in Ghana?
Well, he has to go to the consulate where in his country first.
Well, he lives in Ghana. That's not.
Well, he has to get permission to be able to come here. Yes, right?
I don't know.
He has to get a passport from his own country and then get a visa from the U.S. Yes.
But if you have a sponsor, they'll give you the visa more easily.
Samuel, you have a passport, right?
Yeah, I have a passport.
Is it recent? Is it a good passport?
Update.
Good passport.
So then Raccoon, he has to go to the U.S. Embassy, right?
Yeah, the consulate. They're in I can't remember the city that's in, but there's a consulate in Guyana, because my friend's wife had to go through that and wait because of the transitioning and presidents and stuff. But you have to go through that and stake your claim and tell them why you want to go there and everything. And you want to go there as a student to learn nursing, or might even qualify to go to a medical school and be a doctor. But you have to give them a viable reason why you want to go to the United States, and then you have to wait. And you have to take your interviews and stuff that you have to do with them. And, then eventually it might show up.
Samuel, have you ever tried that, to go to the U.S. Embassy? We can't. Can you hear me?
Well, the thing we don't want to do is hook up with some coyotes and come to the United States that way, because that would be an unpleasant experience, to say the least. Not good, not the right way to come.
No.
That's always the last way you want to come, because you want to sign off your life to the coyotes.
I agree. You don't want anything to do with that. That's talking about being slaves. That's the quickest way to become a slave. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, he's going to have to go through the U.S. Embassy then.
It's another place
to try. And see the immigration consulate. If he wants to immigrate, and I think there's a student visa / work permitting that has to be dealt with there too, because if he wants to go as a student, and that would probably be easier.
Yeah.
So I want to go to the United States to study, whatever, and then they may grant it a little quicker, because the student going to a college is going to give that is going to make it to where that university gets a big chunk of change, because he's not an immigrant to the, as a full pack. He doesn't want to become citizen immigrant. He wants to go there as a student, and that happens a lot faster than trying to migrate and become a citizen.
Let me ask you this question. Wouldn't I be able to be his sponsor or not?
Yeah. I think you can offer
all he has to do is give him all your information that he needs, and he'll probably have to call you half a dozen times to get everything that they require for you to be his sponsor. You may have to give up your social security number, your address, all that shit, and to get it on the proper form so he can come over here legally.
Yeah. Samuel, why don't you look into it and see what you need to try to get over here to the United States?
What he could do is just marry a dagon girl that is over there vacationing.
There you
come
go.
Come over as a migrant husband and get citizenship and have citizenship in both countries.
Well, that's going to be a little difficult for him.
Boy, Samuel's a handsome boy.
You never know who the hell the tourists are, man.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. But he should try. Sammy, you should go there and get all the information you can. Tell him you have someone in the United States that's willing to sponsor you, and try to find out what you need.
Well, I will ask someone if I go to the United States with a student visa. So I'll ask the right document that you use to get this visa and see.
Okay.
Yeah, and let me know. Try
it. Robbery, the more people you have wanting to sponsor you, the better your claim is going to be. So if you have two or three people over here want to sponsor you while you're in school or to get over here to the United States, the more the merrier.
Yeah. And he has to find out what that information he needs.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So go
they'll
to
give him US. They'll give him a stack of forms to fill out. Don't worry.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
And he's one step ahead of it. He has a visa. I mean, a passport.
Yeah.
He has a passport. Yeah.
All right, then.
So give it a try and let me know what you find out.
Okay, I will do that.
All right. That would be fantastic if we could get him over here.
Sure, it would be.
You know, with my connections in nursing homes, right away I would put him in class. I would get him a CNA license.
Yeah, the community
Certified
college.
Nursing Assistant license. Yeah. It doesn't take long. He'll go to school for about 6 to 8 weeks. He'll get that, and then he'll start working in a nursing home.
Or a hospital.
And at the same time, he can step it up and take night nursing classes.
Yes.
And become a registered nurse.
Start with an LPN and work your way up.
Yeah, he can do that.
It will
start change.
Start at the bottom, work your way up, because if you go to the top and you get into that there and you get kind of frustrated with it all, you know, that could wipe out your dream.
True.
It would
start
change.
Low and aim high.
It would change this young man's life.
Plus, your employer would pay for your education if you got in as a CNA anywhere.
Yeah.
They would have
that. Not only that, but if he becomes, say, a dual citizen, he still wants to be a citizen of Ghana and he wants to be a citizen of the United States, and then he can start bringing his family over here.
Right.
If they want to come.
There you go.
There's Crash.
Did you know that Biden appeared on Howard Stern on his show today?
Yeah, I seen that.
Did you guys see it? Did you catch some of the weird things he was saying? Like that, he's at a porch with all black people, and he's only the white person, and he got arrested. What a weird lie that is! I don't even understand.
Well, I gotta watch that whole YouTube.
I mean, I think as far as Howard Stern is concerned, Howard Stern's just never has been.
Yeah, I agree. He's changed completely.
That whole interview is just a bunch of trash, man, because he's talking about off the wall shit, and
crazy.
Howard Stern's trying to follow him, really.
don't tell Joe Antonio that, because Joe Antonio's a diehard Howard Stern fan. I guess he must jack off to Howard Stern to the point it's unreal.
Probably does, but you know, you also have to understand that Howard Stern is the diehard Democrat too.
And he's nouveau rich, so he's that kind of.
My pussy.
But
he's done a lot of hideous shit in his career too.
Mm-hmm. I know, really abusive person.
Joe Biden touched my penis.
What are some of the other lies he said in the thing today? He talked about that he denied Secret Service.
Crash.
He was a senator, but you don't get Secret Service protection when you're a senator. I mean, he's delusional at this point.
Joe Biden put his penis in my asshole.
What are some of the other things he's talked about? Well, interesting thing Biden talked about was when his wife and his daughter, I guess, were in a car crash.
Boy.
He contemplated suicide.
Gah.
And
he's, right.
He thought that was going to be a way to get
in. You know that was a lie. He used to take a shower.
His wife and child also in the car was Hunter. Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Hunter was also in the car. He wasn't banged up too bad.
No, that's the smartest thing he ever knew.
Yeah, but something that has to do with this is he was getting ready to either vote for or against a certain bill, and then his family's in a crash.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just throwing that out there.
I know.
He was doing a landmark bill. And he voted for it at the last minute.
Oh, shit.
And the babysitter became his wife.
There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Yeah, nanny became the mommy.
And she was young. She was like, very young, much younger than he is.
That snip. Like
he started sniffing her at 12 years old when they would come around.
What up?
She was a babysitter till she was, I think it was 16 or 17. And then after the crash. And then when she became legal age, they got married.
Crash.
It's really an unbelievable story.
What a pig.
That's just lie about.
He's not the only one, though, man.
It's true, really. I'm trying to think of the other lines you talk about. Other things you talk about.
I still can't get over the part that they would say white people are bad, but that's coming from all the old white people running the country.
Yeah, they're all white people. It's unbelievable. Fuck Joe Biden. Really sad. Fuck Joe Biden. I said, fuck Joe Biden. Fuck Joe Biden. Fuck Joe Biden. Fuck Joe Biden. I said, Joe Biden a hoe. I said, Joe Biden too old. Slurring words, he look confused, man. This shit must be a joke. Trying to take my Medicaid. I'll slap your ass. I'm getting paid. This SSI and EBT. It got me eating, looking straight.
Oh, sleepy old Joe Biden.
Oh, creepy old
Joe Biden. Boy, I'm beefing with Joe Biden. Let me teach you about Joe Biden. He'll smell your kids. He takes your checks and then he run off all excited. He a bitch. He needs some rest. He's dumb as fuck. Boy, I ain't voting for Joe Biden.
That's so true. Fuck Joe Biden. Another, you snip your kids. What a disgusting pig.
Another interesting thing.
Hey, hey Felix. Felix, do you have any compliments about his last get together? Had 10 people in the crowd at one of his rallies. 10 yeah. people showed up.
Wow.
Not counting, not counting mainstream media, but 10 people.
That's a lot of people.
Another interesting thing that's going on the vein of what you're saying, Raccoon, is in New York, well, when Trump is not in trial, he's out meeting with union people, not union reps. And his popularity, yeah. New York City is deeply blue. But his yeah. favorability rating has gone from 48%, a detriment of 48% to now down to 10%. And there's a chance, as this trial continues, that he may actually take New York City in the election, which would be extraordinary. That would
well,
be
you got
historic.
All freaks in New well, York.
They also had that thing about that prosecutor who said, I really didn't want to do this trial.
Right.
Because he knew it was wrong.
Yeah,
they're trying to pin state election laws for state officials on a president.
It's just crazy. I don't and really understand.
Every lawyer that had enough spine to say anything about it have all said that they can't do that. It's and just, everything that they're doing has gone past. They gone, what the hell they call that time period? Oh, shit, I just lost it.
Statute of limitations.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Statute of limitations is already gone on most of the shit they're talking about. Happened back in 2012 and 2014, 2015. You can't do double jeopardy by law. You can't be prosecuted for the same crime twice.
Well, what is the crime?
That's just it. Nobody knows.
Oh, because I can't understand it. I
Everything
mean,
is accusations.
That's my pee-pee.
No. I guess they're trying to say that because by this whole scheme to pay off the whore or whatever, that they did that to influence the election. But I guess that's what the crime is. They're trying to show effect.
There is no crime.
Right. Well, he lost the election.
Even the banks. There's no crime
every politician, at all. Every politician tries to enhance his chances by giving free dinners or sure. going to rallies and passing out souvenirs and shit. They all do that, but he didn't do that. He paid his lawyer off before he got into the election cycle with his own damn money. And they said, oh, he fiddled with the books. That's bullshit. Yeah.
He joke. Put it down as a lawyer's fee. What a joke. What it was in the end. NDAs are not illegal, but I guess they're just trying to show...
Well,
you know how many whores I
paid. He annotated the write off as payment to lawyer.
Right.
Payment to lawyer means he paid his lawyer. He didn't pay watch his face. He paid right. his lawyer fee.
Yep.
That was the whole
Crash,
thing
what's
odd.
Happening, Crash?
Well, I want to talk about what you guys are talking about, but I think it's ridiculous that they have him in court for all this crap because don't tell That's me right. that other politicians haven't done the same bullshit.
Of course.
They're coming at him because they think that he did a poor job. But honestly, what are they thinking? They've got Barney Fife in the house now, and he doesn't even know what day it is.
That's right.
He hasn't got a clue. And I don't even live there, thank God. I've got my own hell over here. So
where do you live?
I'm in Canada with Trudeau. So I know better.
Well, like I said earlier in the show.
Were you born in Canada?
I was, but I have dual because my grandparents were American.
Oh, there you go. What part of Canada are you in?
In Ontario. I'm near Niagara Falls. I was near Niagara Falls. Now I'm near Mennonite Town.
Oh, what? Is it cold there?
Is it cold there?
Well,
yes, we all live in igloos. We all have Eskimos. Penguins are our dogs. We don't have dogs.
You guys eat moose?
Stop.
Yes, we do eat moose.
Do you really? How? What does it taste like?
It tastes like chicken. Steak, and we eat moose. We eat bear.
Well, you know, I never ate a moose.
Oh, we eat deer.
I've eaten deer.
I ate a deer. I had
You've had deer, then you've had it's just a more meatier and more. It's like a prime rib, opposed to a steak.
What does a bear taste like?
A bear tastes just like roast beef.
Yeah, only a little greasier.
Doesn't taste gamey. You know what I mean?
No, because you can soak it. Like I always soak my gamey in like orange brine that we make. Uh-huh. And for 24 hours, and it takes a game taste out. But the game taste doesn't bother me if you put enough spices and that on it.
So do you go hunting?
Oh, your mic crashed.
You go hunting?
Yes.
Wow.
You had to ask her what kind of gun.
Kind of gun you use?
Rifle? He's a pistol instructor.
Yes, we have two rifles.
Wow.
See, I wonder if they need permits for their rifles in Canada.
Yes, we do need permits for our rifles. And we have to go through... a class. Uh-huh. You have to have a full background check, and if you have a criminal record, you can't get one.
Well, now, can you own a pistol? Can you own a pistol?
You can, but you can't to carry it in your purse. To have a carry permit, you have to have I can because of my job, but
yeah,
and security can and cops can, but for other people to do it, they have to have high security clearance to do it.
Oh.
Yep. So what do you think of the president of Canada? Do you like him?
The prime minister of Canada?
Yeah.
Put it this way. We're all going with our elections coming up soon. And we're there's a petition going around to have him voted out of office because he sucks. His dad was our prime minister.
Now, he's married, right? Does he have kids?
His wife left him.
Or is he a homo?
No, his wife left him.
His wife left him?
Yeah. I couldn't be more socialist in Canada than it is now.
She left him. And you know what? When his dad was our prime minister, it was actually his wife, Margaret, that ran the office because it was her parents and her family that were in parliament that got Pierre in, which was Justin's dad, our prime minister's dad. And Justin's doing it. He has his mom telling him and giving him advice in that, but he has so many other people in his ear making decisions for him. We are struggling right now with tent cities everywhere and the homeless, like the states are. And he just gave, I'm not even going to go there, but let's just say he has opened it that he's given so much money to the Ukraine right now, which I'm in support of to a point, but we can't. We can't carry them and us.
Right.
And he's made it to the point where we can't live. Our seniors do not get enough money. And our people that can't work, that are on disability, can't survive. If you're a single person on disability in Canada, you get $700 a month. Our rent, our premier of Ontario, made it so that there's no rent cap anymore. So if you were living in an apartment for 10 years and your rent was only $700 when you moved out because there's never been a real increase.
Wow.
When you move out, as long as he paints that apartment and puts in a new toilet, he can make it to market value.
What's the minimum wage there?
As of July this year, it will be $23.
An hour?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, I'm moving to Canada.
But it's really high cost of living.
Is it?
Yeah. A lot of Canadians go to the States to shop.
I don't like the cold.
Isn't that funny? Because a lot of Americans go to Canada for their prescription drugs.
Yeah. I have a system with my friends.
Is that healthcare good? Because everybody says it's free healthcare in Canada.
It is free healthcare. And if you have kids, if you have kids under 18, we don't pay for any surgeries on that unless it's cosmetic.
Wow.
You have a waiting list, don't you, Crash? Waiting list, you have to wait.
The waiting list has gone down a lot because of the incentive where college kids don't have to pay for school. If they want to be a doctor or a nurse, the government will pay for you to go to school and pay your full tuition.
In exchange.
To be a doctor or a nurse. So the waiting times are going way down.
Yeah. What do you do for work?
Sounds like social, more socialist government.
It is more socialist crap. I agree with you 100%. I'm a private investigator.
Oh, man. Oh,
there you go.
I get paid to snoop.
I bet you she got some good stories on that.
Sure.
Maybe she's snooping. Have lots of good stories.
You catch cheaters too?
Yeah.
Cheating? Oh, I like that.
Yep. What? I caught the chief of the police, the town I was living in that I just moved out of. His wife hired me because she thought he was having an affair, and he was having an affair with a 17-year-old.
What a pig.
Yeah, and he had a kid with her.
I bet you she really had to move out of there after she caught him doing that.
And he was 70-something.
He had to move out.
How old was he?
He was 70-something.
What a disgusting pig.
But I want to touch on the Biden story, what you said.
Did he go to jail?
No, she wants
No. Our age of consent is 15.
Oh.
I'm moving to Canada.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Our laws don't make any sense. Daddy.
Spoken like a true pig there,
Breeze. I'm the daddy.
Yeah. Well, what you know, daddy? I want to say something about the story where you said about Biden's wife passing away and him marrying the babysitter.
Yes.
I am that child. I am a product of that exact environment.
Oh, no dear. Way.
Mm-hmm.
How old were you? You're married, right? Or not?
Oh, yeah, but my biological dad had an affair with my mom, and she was a babysitter.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
How old was your mom when she was with your dad?
16.
And how old was your dad?
Lord.
32.
Wow, I like that guy.
32.
I'm only kidding.
No, that's all good.
I'm only kidding.
That's
a little bit too young, don't you think?
Jill and
he'd already had a few kids before him, so it's all good.
Wow. I think Jill and Joe have a kid, don't they? Have a daughter?
They have
a daughter
named Ashley.
I think they do have a kid.
Let me tell you something. I cannot believe an entire country would have a law that says you can go with a 15-year-old.
Really,
what the fuck is wrong with that country?
I don't know.
What is wrong with Trudeau? Why is our drinking age needs to be raised? It's only 19. And our kids, back in the day when, like I'm talking, I'm 55. Uh-huh. So I'm talking when I was younger. Like there was a lot of pubs you couldn't get into unless you were 19. Now it's all kind of stuff you can get into. I was so mad. Like I grew up in a tiny, tiny little town in this one bar. I tried every fake ID, but they always knew me because I was living in the town, right? Finally, it's the week of my 19th birthday, and they announce in the paper that they're turning it to a family restaurant. I was so pissed. I was like, you guys suck. I've been waiting to come in here for like 10 years. Friends of mine are in here. They're bringing me beers out to the alley so I can be with them. And you finally make it a family restaurant. Like, you sons of bitches.
You know, we got to have a show. I got to interview Crash.
Yep. We got to have a awesome show.
I'm telling you, I could tell it. Crash, listen, I'm going to go on TV. I'm going to have my own TV show, and we got to get her on the TV show.
Sure. Well, listen, I got some stories for you because I knew Matthew Perry when he was younger and Trudeau when they went to school.
Wow.
Tragic story.
Perry.
Coming full circle, I think Canada was or is still owned by the British Empire.
Yeah. We are. We can't. They think make they're all English of our rules. It is the king is really the queen hasn't really made like when she used to change the laws and stuff. It was never written. You never saw her say like coming from the royal family, blah, the royal palace. Da da da. The queen now stipulates that. But Dingbat that's in there now. That's all he does. Like, he changed all of our taxes. Yep. He's changed everything.
You know what?
So our laws are what they say.
He doesn't even sound like she's from Canada.
Oh, God, we're back to
this. I have to say this. You know what she reminds? She sounds like she's from New York.
I don't understand you at all.
Really? Because when I first went on the old man show, Amber and Shep and Russ told me I was from Minnesota.
No, she sound. I could see well, like New. I
so it sounds like you're from northern Montana.
Hey, I'm not far from Buffalo.
Hey, humble dog.
Right.
Hey, Crash, you sound like you're from northern Montana.
I could be from anywhere.
Uh-oh.
See? Mystery. The shroud of mystery.
Well,
I gotta change, I gotta change my
pants.
So
the King of England can change the tax in Canada. Is that what
you mean? Yeah, he just did. So he just made it that we're getting a tax incentive now, which makes no sense. So we all just got... It's the carbon tax initiative. So it went back 10 years and most of us got like 10 grand back.
Oh,
I always thought that the president of Canada was a homo.
It's a prime minister.
It's a prime minister. We don't have a president.
Well, whatever the fuck.
Well, he was
he's
very beautiful. He's got that, you know.
If he didn't have his looks, that's the only thing he's got going for him. He's hot.
Right.
I thought he was gay. Actually,
no, he's
there
not
are
gay.
A few pictures of him kissing on some dude in the bushes.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
where's the national guard?
Was
it? It's been all over Twitter. It came off of. it came off of.
You sure that wasn't
one that they're
Joe
trying
Biden?
To take down right now.
You
no,
sure
it,
he
was,
Joe Biden?
It was the picture was Trudeau and one of his aides. Yeah. I think it was.
Oh yeah, we saw that. That was photoshopped.
Crash, come back next week. I want to. We want to hear.
I will come by next week. I didn't see Eric sent me a thing on Twitter to come in, but I was helping. Eric, so if he reminds me earlier, I'll be here earlier.
I will say screen. This, Crash. If you look in chat, I gave you Felix's podcast email address, theswapdoesn'tlie@gmail.com, and
I
put your name in the subject line. So Felix and Anne know that it's you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Stop by next Friday Dion, at 7.
Okay, I'll be there. I'll be here.
Well, and but like I said earlier about like Biden and Trump, like that, like the Supreme Court case, you know, just be thinking about those terms I brought up, martyr and lawfare.
Yep.
Yep, there it is.
Yeah.
But don't you think Trump has aged like 20 years since all this crap has started?
Yeah, he does. He
does not look good. Like his health looks like something's wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
He's tired.
He's just
I'm thinking he's got heart trouble. Like he's looking like my dad did in the end. Like he's looking like he's got breathing issues and heart trouble, like my dad did.
I even sensed it. I even felt it when I watch him. Next week, the show is going to be about her. I want to hear her whole story.
Some PI stories.
Her whole story.
Hey, Felix.
From the beginning.
Hey, Felix.
Yes.
I had to throw this in.
What?
Trump has been through more shit in the last 7.5 years than any other politician would dare to touch.
Exactly.
You're right.
Exactly.
Well, he's probably like the first president ever in this country, if not in modern times, you know, who will not play by the rules set by Republicans and Democrats. You know.
You know what? He has more backbone than all of the politicians put together.
Well, he already said that the Republicans have to start buying some damn spines.
Well, do you think that all of the border stuff would have happened if Trump was still in?
No.
All the chaos in Texas?
No.
None of that crap would have happened.
You're right. Eric!
The wall would have got fixed and they wouldn't have had to sell it off.
Exactly. Well, this is how smart Trump is. He built a toll highway. Him and the prime minister. You got me saying president now, Rocky. Way to go. Him and the prime minister that were leaving were
president
working on it, and they built a toll highway here in Ontario, Canada. And
prime minister
Trudeau is such a knob, he sold it to China.
What a mess.
So now
you,
we travel
y'all
on
have
it,
a lot
of our
Chinese
money's going
up.
To China.
You have a lot of Chinese up there. It's been practicing winter
warfare
for what, the last
Vancouver
5 years?
Vancouver and Toronto are very Asian communities. Actually, Vancouver is known as Hungcouver because there is so many. The Asian population is big. Now, where I am right now, it is the like the Indian Asians, like the people from Pakistan.
You like Chinese food?
No.
What does it have to do with anything?
I don't either.
No, I don't like it.
Eric, what's happening in the Podbean world? Because we have to sign off. What's happening?
I just had to
Eric
mute. I'm back. But, well, of course, if you are going to be on Podbean tonight and this weekend, be looking out for Fair Use to do his Ladies Night music show. And and be on lookout for Russ to fire up outside of normal after 10 p.m. Eastern time this evening. Tomorrow evening, be on the lookout for the Beans and Weenies is Doom Show with Scooter, Spanky, and Jester, which I know Crash is going to show up for that, and she's going to try to break Spanky again, right, Crash?
Oh, hell yes. 2 weeks ago, I broke, or 3 weeks ago, I broke Spanky so bad he couldn't even do his podcast. He couldn't get anything out he was supposed to say. He couldn't talk. It was perfect.
Well, I think you're also going to try to break Scooter and Jester, too.
Well, I broke them when he wasn't there. But yes, I'm going to. The three of them are going to be. But they told me I could come on their show. So I'm hoping one of these weeks I'll be on with them.
Oh, absolutely. And be on the lookout for Riku's Beer to fire up the Stewie Griffin show on Sunday. And all next week, you got the Ralph William podcast as well as. You've got the, and you also got Caps on Sunday doing his trivia show. And of course,
make sure you bring an interpreter for trivia.
Yeah, and then bring, and Substance for Days, be on the lookout for those guys. And then, and I know you'll be back on again next Thursday, Crash. And of course, the Old Man's Podcast, Monday is the 4-year anniversary of the Old Man's Podcast show. So be there for that one. And of course, next week is going to be the final week the Old Man's Podcast show will be on Monday through Friday because May 13th.
I'm going to bawl like a baby on Friday.
I know.
Hopefully you too.
Will be there for that one to promote that, like the Swap Unplugged. And starting May 13th, the Old Man's Podcast show will be on Mondays only. But to make up for the Old Man's Podcast show not having Tuesday through Friday shows anymore, be on the lookout for Outside of Normal to fire up a new presentation called The Middle, and that'll be your Tuesday through Friday show, but it'll have a special debut Monday, May 6th, and I know you, Crash, along with Amber, your sister from Another Mister, and of course, Shonda and the Old Man and a couple other friends have got an invitation to go along for the ride, because
right,
we'll still
and
have
the Old
Shelby
Man will still
ship.
Be on my show every Thursday as Jimmy Jam.
Yeah, like,
absolutely. His identity crisis.
And then, of course, Wednesday, of course, you've got, Slacker 82 Alpha on the video feeds, which Amber will still continue to contribute to Mavericks Podcast. And you also have the Potluck Podcast next Wednesday on Podbean 620 Patio with Shane and Lucky Me. And you also got Slightly Doomed with Scooter and James. And the Pulse and Anderson and Anna, I think they're going to be slowly, once again, rolling out the not your normal headline news. But Tuesday
yeah,
evening,
they started that the other night.
Just last night, yep.
Yep.
And Tuesday evening is their toys, tools, and things. And then Wednesday night is the variety show. But this Wednesday coming up, we're going to be announcing our April Fan Club winner. And I think next time, like, the Pulse fires up, you know, Crash, I'm sure you might flick some more gold beans in hopes of trying to improve your fan club standings.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. See,
I was doing pretty good
for
a while.
Lucky me out the water.
I fell off the truck of flicking beans.
But I'm sure you might like sneak in like when their next live show comes on, and I'm sure you're going to try to blow Shane Lucky Me out of the water.
Yes, I am. It's my mission to put Brett calls Canada Flintstone's Closet. It's my mission to blow these people out of the water.
Because I know you'd love to win that $50 Glowflow Denver gift certificate and that coffee mug.
Absolutely.
And, of course, May 20th on the Old Man's Podcast show, the May author highlight interview guest is my best friend and published author, Arch Kennedy.
I can't wait to get his book.
I'm going to work on getting you an autographed copy soon, Crash. I haven't forgot about you, but... But Felix,
I know,
I look forward to you doing this again next Friday evening when Crash joins you as your special guest. And hopefully you come by the Old Man's Podcast show, you know, next Friday or one day next week to promote the Swap Unplugged project you got in the works.
Yes, I will do that. I want to thank everybody for coming on the show. Next week, you got to tune in. We're going to interview Crash. This is going to be good. I can tell. Now, listen. If you're new to the show, follow us. We're on every Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, people, I'm taking you out. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Have a crazy ass weekend.
We'll need everyone's byline, Mr. Yeah.
Zach, what's your final word?
Don't do anything I wouldn't do. I got a song for you.
And I didn't kill myself.
I got a little song for you real quick.
Play the song. Play it.
You were the dopes and you're a geriatric with an attitude. You sound like crack prostitutes and you're a child sniffer. It's just me shit talking. Let's talk about charisma. Oh, you thought that we forgot? No. Some people probably did because the media wipes your ass every time you take a shit. I mean, for real, with plenty of plenty times and buddies overseas. I'm with the benchless puppet of the CCP. And I just can't believe some people fall for your dumb shit. You got strings attached, Pinocchio, you don't run shit. You cut the pipeline and left us foreign fuel dependent. Got the gas prices hiking to motherfuckers silly. We hurting in our pockets with y'all making the killing. We try to protest, y'all wanna label us as villains, but the mask is peeling off. Your beans are slowly spilling. We packing out stadium screaming. Cut.
All right, people.
Thank you, Zach.
Joe Biden.
All right, people. Be safe.
Thanks,
have
guys.
A really
See you next week.
Yes. Bye. I'm taking you out with a little WAP music. Oh, yeah. Woo! C'è la luna mezzo mare. Oh, yeah. And
keep open your heart.
Isn't that special? Will you look at that? Oh! Sitting on your bishawl, what'd he say?
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Everything! Oh! Oh, oh mama! All right, people, I'm out of here. Ciao!